Good morning from the BBC in London. I'm Rich Preston with some of the stories we're watching around the world. President Trump continues his tour of Asia today. Mr. Trump is now in China, where discussions over North Korea's nuclear program are leading the agenda.
Donald Trump is calling on Russia and China to fully implement the UN sanctions against North Korea. Now, China's response to that has always been, we're already doing that and much more. In fact, we've seen reports coming out that China has just ordered tour groups to stop sending Chinese tourists into North Korea, and that would really hurt that regime.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. Meanwhile, reaction in China to President Trump's visit has been mixed and is being tightly controlled by authorities. The BBC's Kerry Allen analyses Chinese media.
Government censors who monitor Chinese social media appear to have been very cautious in allowing people to talk about Trump's visit to Beijing today. There have been many posts that have been censored from the popular Sina Weibo microblog, which is one of the most influential social media websites in mainland China. Facebook and Twitter are censored in the country, and many users have had posts removed that joke that Donald Trump will be at a loss for not being able to post on his Twitter account from inside Beijing.
And authorities in the Indian capital, Delhi, have ordered the closure of all schools for the rest of the week. Pollution levels in the city have soared for the second day, and a thick smog has shrouded the area. A public health emergency was declared yesterday. Those are some of the stories we're watching around the world. In London, I'm Rich Preston at the BBC.